There's been a second day of protests in Bangladesh over conditions in its clothing factories after more than 100 workers burned to death in a fire at one of those factories. The Walmart supermarket chain has acknowledged that the victims may have produced clothing for its cut-price stores against its regulations. Alistair Wanklin is monitoring developments from Tokyo.
10,000 laborers were on the streets for a second day, demanding help for victims' families and better rights for workers throughout Bangladesh's clothing industry. A blaze this weekend ripped through a factory making shirts.
The death toll is significant, I must say.
Officials say at least 112 people died. Survivors said an exit door would not open and fire extinguishers were either missing or didn't work. One survivor said she only escaped because others broke a window and hauled her through it. Cheap clothing is a huge economy in Bangladesh, accounting for 80% of the country's export earnings. But wages are low and clothes makers are banned from forming trade unions. This factory was making T-shirts and polo shirts. Retail chain Walmart said one of its suppliers was using the factory against Walmart regulations. European Union diplomats in Bangladesh have reiterated EU calls for improved working conditions, and the United States ambassador there said workers need better labor rights. It's in Bangladesh's interests, he said, to make improvements, or global brands may move elsewhere. But one Bangladesh think tank is quoted accusing the clothing industry of hypocrisy. The director of the Center for Policy Dialogue said buyers talk about ethical sourcing, but then they go to less compliant factories to get the lowest price. Meanwhile, human rights lobby group Human Rights Watch said Bangladesh's factory owners are too close to the government. Until that changes, the group said, tragedies may happen again and again. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.